You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Welcome back to Playing the Numbers Podcast. We got a lot to talk about today. We got some trade deadline talk, some second half stuff, and the Indians have announced they're changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians going into the 2022 season. I'm Avery Redd, joined with my co-host Shane Mohan. Let's get into the numbers. All right, Shane, what do you want to talk about first, my friend?
Well, I think we got it fucking right out of the gates, get started with this Indians team.
Facts. They just announced
it. I like the logo. Listen, I like the logo. I like the wings coming off the baseball. I think it's kind of unique. I think it's clever. But I feel like this snowflake generation, man, where people get offended by shit. Like, you go back to the Redskins, now the Indians, and people are all of a sudden offended by it. I think it's bullshit. Let it stay classic and keep it original, man. If you don't like it, fuck off. Go find another team.
Exactly. It is snowflake people, but I don't know. The only thing I find interesting about it is that we witnessed it. Because I'm still hoping we get to witness an expansion draft soon with, like, bringing in two other teams.
Here's a question. How long have the Indians been the Indians?
Jeez, I know they haven't won a World Series since like 47, so at least that long. Let's see.
So that's like 90 years right there, 80 years.
When did the Cleve?
Or actually, that'd be 74 or 8.
All right. 1894.
Jesus.
They were called something else. They were called like the
Oh, the Cleveland Spiders, right?
Yeah, it looks like 1901 is when they were started to be called the Indians. So, what, 120 years?
That's insane. You know, I just think, like, the fact that they were able to go back that far and still keep stats, you know? Like, stats were carried on through 100 years, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's a new wave. Hopefully we see some expansion teams, like maybe Las Vegas getting a team, or Portland, I know, has been talked about. Charlotte, there's a whole bunch of cities getting talked about getting a baseball team. But it's interesting. Yeah. I wonder how the players feel about it, though, on the Indians. I'd love to hear some of their opinions.
Yeah, I would too.
Well,
I think most of them probably don't care, to be honest. You know, it's just a name.
I bet you the fans are pissed, though.
Oh, I bet they're pissed too. But then again, at the end of the day, it is just a name.
Yeah,
it's just switch the name on the front of the uniform. You still got the same on the back.
Yeah, it's an interesting new generation coming in there, but
I will say the wings, though, I feel like it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like the Indians, the current logo is kind of just more original, right? But I don't know. I just kind of get like a sense of like, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? Not immaturity, but more like cartoonish.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It looks like a minor league logo, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't look like something that should be in the majors.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I have mixed feelings. It's all right the more I look at it, but yeah, I don't know. Like I just
definitely
said,
it definitely looks like a minor league logo.
That looks like a minor league team. But whatever. I mean, I'm sure it'll become normal after a few years. It'll just be normal. The Guardians.
It's better than the fucking football team.
Exactly. Yeah, the baseball team.
The Cleveland baseball team.
Honestly, some of these trade candidates, we're getting close to the deadline here. We got, what, like a week? So
10 days. Actually, no, we got like fucking 7 days now, yeah.
Yeah. So let's start at the bottom, start at the top. Joey Gallo, where do you think he's going?
Well, I know you like him going to the White Sox. I like him going to an AL team. I could see him being a DH anywhere.
Well, he's
the AL.
But I don't know. You kind of want to keep his
glove is valuable, though.
Yeah, you want to keep his glove in the field.
I just don't know, like, what contender is looking for an outfielder. Maybe I wouldn't say the Bo Sox.
A lot of people are saying the Skanks.
But yeah, I guess you could do like some platooning, right?
Like, well, I don't know how.
Guys. I don't
even know how strong their outfield is right now because I got a lot of injuries. And if worst comes to worst, you can always throw Gallo at third base because he used to play over there.
Right.
Or
right.
Play it for a few games if you had to.
So, yeah, there's a lot of places you could plug him.
I just like the stocks.
That's why I don't even think it's what team needs a certain position. I think with the fact that he's so versatile, it's really who can give up the best deal for him.
Exactly, because with a guy like him, it's not, oh, do we have room for him? It's you go and out and get him, and you find room for him because he's a game changer. And if he went to a lineup like the Yankees or the White Sox, I mean – that makes them a completely different team, but I like them to the Sox myself.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with the Sox too. Maybe Bo Sox.
Maybe that'd be interesting.
I think they're probably looking more towards arms.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we'll move on to the next. What do you think about Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant, I know a lot of people like him going to the Mets. I definitely see him staying in the NL. That's a tough one.
Well, I've heard a lot of teams are in on him. I heard the Mets, of course. That's if I had to put money on it, I'd say there. I did hear the Nats were interested.
I could see the Braves going after him too. To be honest, I mean, I know they just landed Peterson. That's another one too. I mean, do they want to stick with Heredia out in center? Maybe. I'd take Bryant and Peterson over his ass any day.
Yeah, and Bryant's a guy that can play outfield. He can play center.
Exactly.
I don't know how well, but he can play the outfield. He can play first. He can play third. He's a valuable bat. He's been slumping as of late, but I mean, he's going to be good for any team. But I think the Mets. And I don't think he'll cost too much. He'll probably a decent amount, but nothing.
You could even possibly see Dodgers. I mean, that's probably.
Yeah, I can see that.
Not. I mean, probably. I wasn't expecting them to pick up Machado, but.
Yeah. Again, they're another team that's probably going to look for pitching with Bauer out. Kershaw's on the DL. So now it's kind of Walker Buehler and then a few young guys behind him. But.
Yeah.
Bryant, yeah, I say he goes to the Mets. And then I got Trevor Story. I got him going to the Yankees, but I could also see him going to the Brewers. I really want to see that happen, but I don't know because Willy Adames has been playing really well for him.
Back to Bryant real quick. I honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, something I could somewhat kind of see Dombrowski going after him.
The Phils?
Yeah.
I can see it.
It
would be interesting because Boehm.
No, you got it.
I was going to say, it would be interesting because him and Harper used to play on the same team in Vegas when they were in, like, high school and shit.
Right. And center field is not a lock right now. I mean, Odubel, I know he just played in AAA a couple of days ago. He's coming back soon. Again, another type of thing where you could plug him, kind of like Gallo. You could plug him in center, plug him in third. There's like one or two spots in the lineup that I think would be perfect for him to fit into. It's just a matter of, are we willing to give up guys like Abel or Moniak? Because Bryant's not a give up 5-6 shit prospects kind of guy. Maybe the Cubs would want that. I don't know, but that's just another thing I thought of. Maybe Phil's pick him up back. You said Willy Adames.
Yeah, Adames has been hitting really well for him, especially like since becoming a Brewer, he's been a beast.
Was that the piece you said who could be picked up by someone?
Who?
Adames, or was it Garcia?
No, I was talking about Trevor Story going to the Brewers, but then I was saying, I don't know, because Adames is doing so well.
Okay. No, but I don't think Story goes to the Brewers. I don't see that.
I can see him going to the Yankees. That's where I have him. And I can see him going to the Reds. The A's, I could see making a play for him. I think the A's are going to make a splash somewhere, whether it's whether it's Story or Adam Frazier. That's who I think they might pick up.
I think the A's go after Story.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Their farm system's kind of weak, but I think they have enough to get it done.
Oh, maybe their rotation's looking all right. Their bullpen looks great. I wouldn't make any adjustments to the pen. Maybe pick up one more guy. I guess they need Kennedy or something. But I think probably if I'm A's, I'm going starter priority and then like a middle infielder.
Yeah. Well, Story's kind of been struggling this year. So I think if he goes on a contender, though, he'll really start to turn up.
No doubt.
But yeah, I could definitely see the A's going after him. I have the Yankees, but honestly, I think for the next guy I'm about to talk about, like say the A's, I'm going to say Adam Frazier. So say the A's get Adam Frazier. I think Story goes to the Yanks and vice versa. If the A's got Story, I think the Yankees would shift to going after Adam Frazier.
I definitely see that. Definitely see that.
Yeah, but I have the A's
getting Labor Frazier action.
Yeah, it'd be tough. That I can see Frazier doing well if he went to New York. But I have him going to A's. I think that would be nice. Him, Matt Olson, Matt Chapman, Roman Laureano. It'd be an interesting lineup.
It would be. It's crazy, man. Because I'm thinking the A's are definitely going to probably push for the wild card at the least. Them and the Rays, I think that's kind of who we said we're probably going to take the wild card spots, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of the Rays, we completely forgot to talk about Nelly Cruz.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, the Rays got a huge bat there. We probably should have put that in the title, but whatever. Nelly Cruz.
A little bit of old news. He has that yesterday.
Yeah, but who did they get? They got their number 10 prospect and their number 17. So not a huge return, but not horrible for Cruz.
Nah, that's a fucking steal, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, a 10 and a 17 prospect isn't bad at all for when you're thinking about a 40-something-year-old DH. So that just kind of shows, I think, the people are going to be demanding a lot of prospects for guys like Adam Frazier with a lot of control and not as much for maybe Bryant and Story since they're rentals. But guys that still have a few more years of control, I think they're going to be getting a big haul back.
Yeah, but how many more years in the tank do you think Cruz has? I mean, honestly, I think that's probably one of the hardest questions to answer.
Yeah, it is, because who knows? The guy just keeps getting better with age, yeah.
But I could see that being the same for Bryant and Story, though, because they still got some years.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're free agents after this year, so.
Oh, right.
They're just rentals. I mean, right. They might re-sign, of course, like Lindor did or something like that, but Gallo, I think, has another year left. Frazier has a few years, I think. I think Kimbrel has a club option for next year. So, a lot of these guys. Yeah, I think he's going to Phillies. That's who I had him to. I had the Phillies getting him, and maybe the Cubs throw in like an Alec Mills or a Trevor Williams or Zach Davies, somebody like that, if the Phillies are willing to cough up something a little extra.
Yeah, maybe Andrew Chafin. I mean, they're probably clearing house. I think they made it very clear that they're trying to do that.
Well, I'm interested to see. I don't know. I wonder if they're going to move Baez or if they're going to move Rizzo, because I've heard the Red Sox are really interested in Rizzo. I heard the A's are really interested in Baez.
Didn't Rizzo get drafted by the Sox?
Yeah, he did. And then he got traded straight up for Aegon.
Right, right.
And then I don't know how I think he got traded to the Cubs for like Andrew Cashner or something. But yeah, I don't know. I like Kimbrel to the Phillies. I think he'd be a good arm and definitely a lockdown guy in the ninth that you have needed all year.
Honestly, like this is what I could see here. If they were to include a starter piece or another reliever with Kimbrel, that might be all we need.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're either coming our way. I could see four guys picked up. That's what I'm thinking.
I can see it. I think the Cubs are going to ask for a lot for their guys, especially Kimbrel.
They should. Everyone that's coming out of there was a World Series champ there.
Yeah.
Holy other smokes. Than Kimbrel.
Mike just stupid for a second. Well, Kimbrel is a World Series champion with Boston.
Right, right, right.
But, yeah, I think they're going to – I think – Rafael Marchand will probably head the deal if Kimbrel were to go to the Phillies.
That's cool.
Maybe a guy like Moniak. I don't know if they'd have to give up that, but I don't know how much they're going to be asking for him.
I don't know what Cornelius Randolph, what his value is right now. He was a first round pick. And I know he's sitting at AAA right now. Actually, no, I think he's – no, yeah, he is on the picks right now. I don't know. As long as we don't got to give up Mick Abel, I'm cool. Bryce Stott, keep those guys. We'll be good.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have to give up any of those guys for Kimbrel. Now, if you want to talk about Bryant, then possibly. Even then, I don't know if you'd have to.
Well – depends what Dombrowski wants to do, because I've been reading stuff and he says he wants to make some big moves, but he doesn't want to get rid of our key prospects. But then again, on the flip side, he says he's open to he's open to ideas involving getting rid of our top prospects.
Yeah, he always is. He's always get rid of the prospects. But if you guys want Starling Marte, which I've heard you might be in on, that's when I think one of Stott, probably not Abel. I don't think they'll move Abel, but I think Bryson Stott would have to be the header of that deal.
Dude, he's a win now type of guy. There's no way he doesn't make one of the biggest moves of the year.
They definitely have to go after one of like Kimbrel, Marte. Even an Eduardo Escobar would be a good move.
That'd be probably my most preferred move is Escobar.
Yeah, because he won't be that much.
That and a bullpen piece or a starter, because this rotation's not taking us very far as is right now.
No, it's not. Well, I don't know. I think the East is still open. You guys and the Braves are still four games back, but the Mets have a rough schedule, so they're going to start getting beat up here, hopefully.
I would look this up right now, but I'm driving. Can you tell me what the series is between us and the Braves for the year, like the record, series record? I want to say it's pretty damn close.
Let me see.
I think we swept them first week of the season.
Yeah, and then they took two out of three from you, so that would be you guys are up 4-2.
And they just lost last night. So 4-3
and they took
there.
Two out of three from you again, so you guys would be up 5-4.
And they beat us last night.
Then you took two out of three from them, so they'd be up. Wait.
We'd be up 7-4.
7-5. No, 7-5.
Oh, yeah, right, 7-5.
And then, yeah, last night, so 7-6, you guys are up.
Yeah, so there's really it's really still up in the air, like you said. It's anyone's game because it's too damn close right now.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of guys are going to get moved here because there's a lot of teams that are like kind of tanking right now. So Eduardo Escobar, David Peralta, maybe even Zach Gallen.
Yeah.
A lot of guys from the Rockies and Pirates, Rangers, like Kyle
Mad
Gibson.
Bum.
Mad Bum, possibly, yeah. Depending. I mean, they're not going to get much back depending on how they do the contract because he's still got a decent amount of money left on that. But
Mad Bum would be a great Phillies move because, like you said, I don't think you're going to need to give up much for him.
If you eat the contract.
Right. Right.
Well, it would be interesting to say the least. And honestly, for this second half, it's unpredictable right now until we see. I mean, we just saw the first big ball drop with Tampa Bay. I think Cruz is going to be a huge addition to that lineup and give them some well-needed power.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, shit, dude, within the next few days, you're going to be seeing probably a good 4 to 5 trades a day. And that's when it's going to get real exciting.
Agreed. Yeah, even when it's just like the Ian Kennedy's and shit like that being going on, you never know. Because in 2019, Daniel Hudson, the Nats got him at the deadline. And then there he was getting the last out of the World Series. You never know how these guys are going to help the team.
Now here's a question. So I know the deadline is the 30th. Can you make trades on the 30th?
Yeah, that's the last day you make trades.
Okay.
It usually lasts, I think the deadline's at like 4 o'clock, unless they changed it this year, but.
Very cool. Very cool.
Should be interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of moves this year.
Where do you think the Nats fall into play here at the deadline? What is their goal?
Kind of depends.
I can't think of anything that they do.
Kind of depends what we do over these next few games, but I could definitely see us going after a guy like Eduardo Escobar, or I've heard they're interested in Bryant. I don't think so. I don't think it happens, but maybe.
What's Dietrich's role? Second.
Dietrich, he's in the minors.
Oh, you guys haven't even brought him up?
No.
I wonder what the point of that was then.
I don't know. I guess just a little depth. Because we've had a lot of injuries.
See, that's what the Phillies did with Harrison. We picked him up, never brought him up. And look at what he is doing now. I mean, I'm guessing he's cooled off as of late, but dude, he was
actually
a good 300.
Actually, he's been hitting really well as of late. In his last 7 games, he's hitting 345. He's a beast.
He is a beast.
Well, what do you think happens in the second half? Let's hear some predictions for the playoffs.
Do we want to start with the NL East or finish with the East? Because obviously that's our big time favorite.
Start with the East.
All right. So this is my bold prediction for the East. If the Mets don't make a big pickup, which I'm feeling like is a 50-50, they will tank and it will come down to the last week between the Braves and the Phillies for the division.
Don't forget about the Nats, buddy.
Dude, you guys are shit. I'm not even fucking.
We're 2 games behind you. Dude, we're playing the Orioles right now. You understand if we win 2 in a row and you lose 2 in a row, it is very possible we're tied.
Again. Is this 4 games?
I can't. Your mic is taking a shit. Your mic is taking a big time shit right now.
I feel like it is.
Dude. Can't hear you, buddy. Yo. Yes, it's a fucking 4-game set between the Phils and Braves.
All right. So, honestly.
Here we go.
Part of me likes that, but the majority of me does not like that.
Well, guess what, asshole? You got 2 4-game sets against us coming up.
That's huge. That goes back to the whole take advantage of the bottom feeders.
Yeah, you.
Nah, dude. Nah. If we can, the thing that sucks though is our pitching's been fucking us lately. So.
No shit.
You never know. Like here you go though. Matt Moore throws a gem against the Bo Sox. I wouldn't say a gem, but he kept them. He kept them, to 2 runs through 7, I want to say.
Something like that.
But that's a great outing. But then you go back yesterday, fucking dog shit.
What do you expect from him? He sucks.
I honestly, a lot of people were cool with that pickup, and I wasn't cool with it from the start.
Yeah. Well, I just can't wait until Wheeler gets dick tonight again.
No way. There's no way. I think he goes 7 shutout innings, and then once the 8th rolls around, I'll come out there, give up a run, and then we'll pull him.
I think he goes 6 innings, 4 runs.
Nah. It's the Braves? Come on, dude.
What's wrong with the Braves? They still got a good team.
They do have a good team. I don't know, dude. I feel like, I don't know. You never know with them. You never know with really any NL East team.
Well,
it's so hard to predict the East.
The Nats need a fucking sweep.
Cedric's gonna fuck you guys.
No, he's not. We'll hold Seti. Meet the Cleveland Guardians.
The Guardians of the Galaxy coming at you live from Cleveland.
That's what everybody's saying in the comments.
I guess there's worse names.
Yeah.
The Guardians. Not bad.
Well, my prediction for the World Series, I'm doing it right now. Before the trade deadline, Milwaukee Brewers versus the Red Sox.
Wow.
And if the Giants have a good deadline, Giants.
Guys got the Brewers. That's a bold-ass prediction.
Come at me in the playoffs when they got Woody, Burns, and fucking Peralta.
Yeah, I just don't know if that offense is going to be able to back that up, dude.
Well, if Yelich can go back to Yelly, that's huge.
They need the Aguilar type of pickup, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah, that would be huge. And Adames is raking. Avisail Garcia is all right.
Yeah, he's actually having a pretty solid year.
Luis Urias is doing pretty good. Dan Vogelskin.
Navias is having a pretty good season as well.
Yeah, so is Colton Wong.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
My World Series prediction, I got to have the Rays coming back, dude. I have them winning it against the Giants.
Interesting. I could see the Giants. If they pick up like a guy like Starling Marte, I'd love to see him pick somebody up like that.
I see Marte coming to Philly. now that I really think about it, I see him coming to Philly. I see him leading off for us, Segura in the two, Harper in the three, so on.
That'd be interesting. Marte, Segura, Harper, Real Muto.
Hoskins going the four.
And it would reunite. What you say?
I don't know what it is, dude. Because, like, let's just break down the Phils real quick. You've got a former MVP who put up one of the best offensive season stats in the history of the league in the game. You got a guy who, within the last couple of years, has been referred to as the best all-around catcher in the league. And you got a fucking McCutcheon who's putting up 17, 18 homers at 30-something years old. You got a Hoskins who's doing the same thing, except he's in his prime. Segura is batting 300+, and we still can't put it together, dude. I don't fucking get it. That is a good fucking lineup. That's just underperforming.
You guys just can't do it. Can't get it done.
Bring us some arms, and we will.
Go get the damn arms.
I would if I could.
I'm telling you, you guys need a guy like Jose Berrios. If you guys had Jose Berrios and Craig Kimbrel right now, I'd be feeling a lot different about you. Now, it's obviously not going to happen, but you could go out and get one of them.
No, but think about this, though. That's just one more starter piece. That's just one more starter piece on.
Yeah, but there's really no starters available like Berrios. He's like the only one, and he's not even that available. I don't know how available he is.
One consistent arm in the rest of the rotation. That's 2 days. I wouldn't say guaranteed W, but you're looking at a – it's not enough, though, dude, because the other guys, like after Wheeler, the fall-off is crazy. And after that, it's a fucking shit show. It's like a bunch of fucking fetties trying to fuck the doorknob.
Your mic is so fucked and it sounds hilarious.
The rest of our rotation is like a bunch of fetties.
Hey, buddy, we heard you. Now shut up.
Shut the fuck up, fucking fourth place shitters.
We heard you first time. We all heard you. Calm down.
Hey, you're saying my mic sounds fucked.
Because it does. It's like, why are you saying my mic sounds fucked? That's what you sound like.
Well, don't be pissed at me.
I'm not. It's funny. You sound like a Peckerwood.
Peckerwoods are fast, though. Peckerwoods are fast.
Remember you said that shit?
Yeah.
Well.
Calling me a Peckerwood.
Well, honestly, I kind of like your prediction with the Giants and Rays. I don't know if the Rays have what it takes since they lost Glasnow, but you never know.
Dude, they're hungry, man.
I agree. What about your Reds?
Nah, Reds fucked it. The Reds fucked it.
All right.
I lost hope in the Reds.
Now he's on the Rays bandwagon.
I'm hopping on it.
Well, you need somebody to cheer for when your team shits the bed.
Nah, that's my AL bandwagon team. The ship just set sailed, and I was one of the last lucky members to hop on.
I hopped on the Botox train.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm liking that. I know too many weird-ass Botox fans. Can't fuck with that ship. Yeah, if you know, you know.
Well, the Bay Sox are going to take out the Rays, guaranteed. And that's all I really got. We talked about all the deadline shit. On Monday, we'll be doing back the series recaps for anybody that missed those. And yeah, we talked about the freaking Cleveland Guardians. Our second half preview in quotes. Anything you got?
Nah, I think that's about it. It's going to be interesting, man. This next week is going to be a lot of fireworks. I'm telling you. NL East is going to really, really change up.
I'm excited when we catch your ass.
This won't happen, pal. Even if you do kick our asses, the end of the season will tell.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I just do not see you guys finishing higher than us.
Well, you better hope not, because we got $500 on it.
We do.
Psych.
Nah, we do. I need to put that towards my next tat.
It's only $15, asshole.
I'll just get fucking a number 2 and then number 4 right below that.
Why?
That's where your asses are going to be 4th.
What? Imagine you actually got that tat of the standings in 1 year.
Just get like a baseball reference tat.
I'm about to get a tattoo of a Nats logo taking a shit on a Phillies one.
Yeah, that's fun. Do that.
Well, you got anything to do? Because I'm hungry and I'm about to go get a bite to eat.
Nah, I'm about to hop over to work. I'm just about there. So we'll see you guys on Monday. We'll bring the trivia back and it should be a lot of fun.
Hey, yeah, trivia and series recaps.
I will be at the beach, so your ass better be down to record late night. And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.